Let's go. Go, go.
Here I go. Fully charged.
Spins fully charged.
Feels so good.
Ready or not.
Boom! What's going on? 3 minutes past seven on the 7th of April 2025. You're with Emma and Dave. This has been Fully Charged, but it's just Dave. Like, on completely on my lonesome for the first time in the 2.5 year lifespan of this breakfast show. It is just me. It's very weird. Emma's off sick. She'll hopefully be back tomorrow at some point, or maybe during the week. We're not gonna pressure her. We're not going to pressure her. Okay, so relax, don't worry about it. Apparently it's supposed to get to 19 degrees today. So let's all just, everything is fine. Nothing to worry about. I'm sure producer Callum is worried sick.
And you know what?
We're going to be fine.
I'm more worried about your birthday tomorrow.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Emma's got surprises planned that I don't even know about for tomorrow. And she's not told me. And she was like, oh, yeah, I might be in.
Yeah.
We've got rid of the girls, though.
Great, fantastic. We've got rid of the girls, which means it's a lads' show.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, we're going to... Yeah, oh, and yeah. We're going to... and we're going to...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy, yeah. Ooh. Who needs the girls? You know, wait, it's actually only saying it's 2 degrees at the minute, which doesn't make any sense.
It was cold this morning, yeah, but apparently 19 degrees today. I could be very, very happy boy with that. It'd be very, very nice. So listen, we don't really know what's going to happen on the show for the next 3 hours, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be lads, lads, lads.
Oh, do you know what as well? In 5 minutes, I'm going to be talking about football.
Oh.
Honestly, the boys have taken over and there's nothing you can do.
Oh, and if you're a girl, you're probably going, Alright, welcome. 4 minutes past seven. This has been Fully Charged.
Hello, we were saying that this show is going to be lads, 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 and
it's
we've already
lads,
got,
lads, lads.
We've already had the lads message again on WhatsApp this morning because Emma is off sick. But this is probably the most.
Sorry, my bad.
This is probably the most laddish thing that we're going to be talking about this morning, and then normal programming will be resumed.
Go on.
But I watched so much football at the weekend, as in, like, any football that was on the TV, I watched it all.
I actually don't know any. Oh, I know Arsenal and Everton was on. Was that one all?
Yeah,
and
so...
And then United City.
I'm thinking that I might ask for a transfer to Off the Ball. So on Saturday, I watched the early kickoff, which was Everton v Arsenal.
Okay.
That finished 1-1. Then Crystal Palace v Brighton was the 3 o'clock game. That was on Premier Sports. I watched that. That was 2-1 to Palace.
To watch that.
But they had two people... Palace had two people sent off, and then Brighton got a red card near the end of the game as well. So there was 3 red cards at that.
Okay.
Then when that game had finished, I watched my team, Forest, lose 2-1 to Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, I watched Fulham v Liverpool. That was a good game, 3-2. And then I rounded it off with the most boring Manchester derby in
the world.
My God,
it was crap, wasn't it?
It was terrible. But yesterday, something happened in the Premier League. Southampton were the first team to be confirmed to be relegated this season.
Oh, no.
So they lost 3-1 to Spurs. So by going down yesterday, Southampton have the unwanted record now for being the team relegated the earliest in a Premier League season ever.
Why, how many matches left?
There's 7 games left. Oh. So they got relegated on match week 31,
Jesus,
which is the earliest. Now, Derby County, Forest's fierce rivals, did hold the record for that in the 2007-08 season because they were down after 32 games.
Okay.
But because after 31 games, Southampton went down yesterday, they are officially holders of that record. Now, Derby...
Right, 10 points they're on.
Yeah, it's actually sickening. Derby is still the worst team in Premier League history. They only picked up 1 win and 11 points in that 2007-08 season.
Jeez.
11 points in an entire season
is
and
insane.
1 win is embarrassing.
Did you see Southampton's goal difference?
Yeah,
it's... -51.
It's disgusting. They let in 51 goals. Now, Southampton could still break that worst record because they have won 2 games this season, but like you said, they've got 10 points.
Yeah.
So they need to get 2 points from the last 7 games.
Okay.
So they don't become the worst team ever in Premier League history. But I've had a look into some of the other worst football teams in the world.
Please, go
and
ahead.
And there's actually a team in the world at the moment that are absolutely terrible. We go to Turkey, their second division, and there's a team called Yeni Malatyaspor,
right,
who sit bottom of the league. They've played 32 games this season. They've lost 32 games.
Oh.
They've lost the entire season so far.
It's like Sunday league stuff. That's bad.
They've scored only 11 goals all season.
Do you know what? It's something.
It's something.
Something.
And they've let in 115 goals.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so buzzing if you're playing them. I guarantee you.
Guarantee.
I guarantee you if United play them. I guarantee you 2-2. 2-2.
Or a 0-0.
Oh, God.
So that's this season. In 2023, there's a team in the Welsh Premier Division called Airbus Broughton. Now, I actually lived near this team when I lived in North Wales. They are the team for the Airbus aeroplanes.
Right, I was thinking they'd want to be.
Yeah, so they finished the season in 2023 with minus 4 points. They played 32
minus
games.
Four
yeah,
points.
They played 32 games, only scored 18 goals, let in 100 goals, and got deducted 6 points. So they never won a game that season. So they drew two. So they had 2 points and they got minus six.
That's excellent.
In 2002, in a World Cup qualifier match, Australia beat a team called American Samoa 31-0, setting the world record for the largest victory in an international football match.
Wow.
One player scored 13 goals in that match. And finally, we have to talk about San Marino, who are the minnows of European football.
They won or drew a match at some point.
They've won three matches. They've only played 200 matches. The three games that they won were all against one country, and it was against Liechtenstein. They've been playing matches since 1990. Their first win against Liechtenstein was 2004. Then they didn't win again until September 2024.
Yeah, I remember that.
20
game.
Years where they beat Liechtenstein.
That was a huge game.
And then they won again in November 2024, 3-1 against
Liechtenstein. There is a Twitter account for San Marino, but like it's run by just a fan.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, we're not losing.
It was a big day. Like, they actually scored a goal, and it was a huge thing. Amazing. Well, those are the worst teams ever.
Yes.
I do remember playing, like, obviously, like, when I was a kid, like, under 13s. We played a team called Dunkerney, and Dunkerney were much better than us.
Yeah.
And I think they beat us about 21-2.
I played five-a-side once where I was in goal, and we lost 22-2.
Oh.
And I got man of the match because I saved the ball with my face.
Five-a-side? My God. Some weekend, very, very nice weather-wise, obviously.
Yeah.
And I went off to Galway. Because it's not only my 30th this month, it's also my housemate Linda's 30th. And so it was kind of nice to get a little bit of an insight as to what my 30th is going to be like. Because obviously I'm doing my party on Tuesday.
Yes.
April 8th in Jumpstone.
But you actually don't turn 30 until the end of the month.
Yeah,
really.
Like the 22nd.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the same as her. This was only the weekend we could go. So we went down, but we were very, very late going down on Saturday morning because she had to go get her hair done. So we were like her two kids in the back of the seat, right? Because she was driving down, she arrived in Galway, she had to go get her hair done. So she dropped her two kids off at the pub.
Is this you and Ben?
Me and my housemate Ben, yeah. And so we off we went, and it was grand. We sat out in the sun, and we had a lovely day, and she picked us up an hour later. And we went and we got Supermax, right? And so then we were like, oh, it's such a lovely day. We'll go to the other pub. It's in the sun. It's in the middle of the sun. It was like great. It was lovely. Anyway, so we got back and we were kind of a little bit like, oh no, we have to go out later. Do you know what I mean? We're kind of just wrecked now, to be honest. We've kind of had our day.
Yeah, you've had your travel.
We've had our travel and we've had our lunch, we've had our drinks, we've had the sun.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of like, right, can we just go to bed now? And it was maybe about, I'd say it was about 5 o'clock. And obviously, yeah, in the day. And obviously we hadn't gone to the party yet or anything, and the party wasn't until 7. So we went and we had a nap. And it was probably one of the worst decisions ever because I woke up and I was just not in a good way. I was like bloated and it was awful.
Yeah.
And so we had to go out. Anyway, we went out and it was fine and we had a great night. But I was very... How do you say? I was very good the whole night. Do you know what I mean?
Very well behaved.
Very well behaved.
No messing.
I was actually probably really boring. Do you know what I mean? So I was just sat there with, like, do you remember that video with the Four Seasons Orlando baby? With just the stomach out. I was just sat there like... For the whole night, and it was just like, oh, it wasn't great.
Like a load of men that you would see in Benidorm or something.
Yeah, exactly like that. But we had a great night. And do you remember a couple of weeks ago, Callum, you went out on a Saturday and you thought you were mad because what time were you home?
Yes, it was the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
It was the St. Patrick's Day bank holiday weekend, and I did not get home until 1 a.m. And it was like very unlike me.
Yeah, mad thing. So we went to bed, I'd say about 3:30, 4, and I remember getting into bed going, take that, Callum.
I'm cooler than him.
I'm cooler. 4 a.m. So that was Saturday night, and it was deadly. And then Sunday, woke up obviously in a bit of a rough way.
I was going to say, because you went to bed that late on Sunday morning, what time was the alarm?
About 11.
Okay.
There was no alarm. There was definitely no alarm.
Yeah.
But I just thought on Sunday, it was such a roller coaster of a day. I was feeling myself, and then it was awful. So I woke up obviously feeling bad from the night before. Had breakfast, feeling good. We drove out into a place for the sun, and because of the drive, I was then feeling bad. We had two drinks and a bit of lunch. We were feeling good after that. But then we were all around the table. We were going, like, all right, if we were to call in sick, what would we say? What would you say? Okay. See, the only thing is me and Ben work in the same building, so yeah. You can't really say that, you know what I mean?
Well, you could do a whole round of food poisoning, because no one would question that.
That's exactly what I was going to go for.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to go for. I was going to go for food poisoning. We didn't in the end. We decided to go back to Dublin. That drive, very, very bad. Stop off in Athlone, McDonald's, feeling very, very good. The rest of the journey, yeah. Feeling very, very bad. So I went to bed. I was unfortunately on the latter half of it, so I felt awful. But Galway... deadly crack. It's so much fun.
Galway's a lot of fun. I went there
it's just
with,
so far away.
It is. I went there with my mum a few years back on the train, and it's like 3.5 hours on the train, and it just tires
it's
you out.
It's awful.
But I'm very glad that you're here, because no one needs a show of just me.
I couldn't agree more.
Imagine you have an entire morning of just, hello, this is England FM.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, Spin 103 with Emma and Dave. I'm obsessed with that song. So, so
good. It is unbelievable.
Amazing.
I've
no notes.
Yeah, I just, like, because he came around through the Ella Henderson song. It was like, that's a good song.
Yeah.
But then, to follow it up as, I think that's his first solo single.
Is it? Like, well, it's definitely the first one that's being played on Irish radio anyway. And he started off as a TikToker. He was like one of the OG, do you remember the Hype House?
This is your go-to fact about him.
Yes.
It's like Keegan DeCroix is from Cork, yeah. Alex Warren is from the Hype House.
I just think that's absolutely unbelievable.
Because when the Hype House was a thing, it was kind of ridiculed, wasn't it?
It was
like, look at all these TikTokers just getting together in a house that sounds a little bit stupid.
But it was much,
challenges.
They were much more ready for it in America than we were. Do you remember the Goat House started in Dublin?
The ill-fated Goat House.
Yeah, the ill-fated Goat House. Yeah, it was tough. But it was, they were trying to copy that, basically. And it wasn't really a success. But the Hype House was. They got them very famous. And Alex Warren got super famous off that.
He gives me, like, American Idol vibes. So to come through, like, a TikTok thing is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name. That's
Welcome on in. That's not my name. This is a game where we want you to come on the show with absolutely no hints or clues. We're going to try and guess your name, all right? Three chances per person. Obviously, it's just myself this morning, so I'm going to guess three people's names per person. And if I get it correct, someone is going to win 18 IMCC long passes, and I have a good feeling about today. Emma's off. I have free rein to guess whatever name that I want.
Yeah, historically, Dave has been the worst at this game with
terrible.
A massive zero wins on this. This is kind of a very original game. You don't hear many people doing something like this.
No.
But I did see a radio station in Australia not do this game, but they did a game very similar where they got a person on, and it was guess what job you do.
Oh yeah.
And also there was another one that I saw where it was they get a person on and they guess their mother's name but not the person's name.
Again, very, very similar to this.
Very
game.
Similar.
I like it. Let me just get the hang of this game first.
Yes.
And then, you know, we'll
then we can do stipulations like what number bus you catch.
Exactly. All right, in order to win this game, you first needed to send us in a voice note saying your name. I have not heard these voice notes. I will not hear these voice notes. Only producer Callum has. So I'm going to play them for you and then we're going to call that person. All right, so my headphones are coming off and we're going to play this voice note.
My name is Megan.
And player one, let's get it done!
Player one, all right, here we go. Good morning, player one.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. All right, player one, I'm going to try and guess your name. If I do so, you will win 18 IMC Cinema passes. Here we go. Player one, just off the bat, is your name Emma?
No. That's not my name.
That's not your name, all right. Is your name Danielle?
That's not my name.
All right, here we go. Here we go, player one. Your name is Amy.
No, that's not my name.
Player one, I'm so sorry. Go on, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Megan.
Your name is Megan, my best friend's name. I'm so, so sorry I couldn't guess it, Megan. But have a wonderful day.
Thank you, bye.
Good luck. Right, not off to a great start.
No, and you know what? I'm really disappointed because I would love to play this game, but I have to be the person listening to the voice notes, so I can't play this game.
Yeah.
We need to get another producer to do my job just for this game.
I just know you and your luck, and I think you'd be very
I get it straight away.
Good. All right, let's go for another player. My headphones are coming off.
My name is Ashley.
Player two, let's speak to you.
All right, player two, hello.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, player two. All right, I'm going to guess your name and you're going to win 18 IMC Cinema passes. I just have a feeling about it. All right, I've already had three girls' names. I have to now come up with three more. And that's very hard to do. So, we're going to start with player two. Is your name Sarah?
That's not my name.
That's not your name. Okay, don't worry about it. We'll get there. We'll get there with the... Player two, is your name Leanne?
That's not my name.
Is that a weird name? Should I be going for this? Should I be going for more usual names? What do you think? Okay, I'm going to go player two. Is your name Aoife?
That's not my name.
Player two, I'm
sorry,
so sorry. That's okay, player two. Reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Aisling.
Your name is Aisling. Oh, Aisling, a great name. I'm so sorry I couldn't guess it. Have a wonderful day.
That's okay, Dave, you too.
Thanks, good luck, bye.
Bye.
Ah, right, come on, third time's a charm. We're going to do this. It's going to be Radio Moment of the Year.
It is, here we go. Here we go with voice note three. My headphones are coming off.
My name is James.
And player three, let's talk to ye.
All right, player three, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm grand, and here I go to guess your name to win you 18 IMC Cinema Passes, player three. Here we go. Is your name Carl?
That's not my name.
That's not your name. That's all right, don't worry, we're going to get there. Player three, is your name Colm?
That's not my name.
That's not your name. All right, here we go. Player three, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go for it. And I don't want you to judge me for this. Player three, is your name David?
That's not my name.
Damn it. Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is James.
Your name is James. I'm so sorry, player three, but thank you so much for playing and have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Emil.
This sucks.
It's the worst, isn't it?
It's
the worst, but also the best game.
In what way?
Because it's so much
In what fun. Way is it the best?
Because it's just so silly.
Listen, next week we play. I promise I'll try and guess your name even more.
Be better.
And you could win 20 IMC Cinema Passes. That's up for grabs next week on the show. Oh, it's so disappointed and just so raging. I just hate this.
Wake up.
Full spins, fully charged.
Weird spin.
Let's go.
Hey, good morning. 5 minutes past eight on Monday morning. Welcome to a brand new week. Emma and Dave with you on Spins Fully Charged. But it's just myself this morning. And producer Callum is here.
Hello there. It's the start of a glorious week. And I do fear that we've lost the run of ourselves.
Okay,
now,
on.
I know that you were away at the weekend, Dave, and I didn't have this because I live in an apartment and you're not allowed one of these. But did everyone have a barbecue this weekend?
It seems so.
Like, the amount of Instagram stories that I saw of barbecues was unbelievable. There was someone who I followed who we used to work with. His name is Mark.
Okay.
And he had two barbecues in one day. He had barbecue at lunchtime and barbecue at dinner time. Our boss, Nick, he bought a fire pit for the garden.
Oh, my God. He went all out.
He was toasting marshmallows in the back of Finglas.
I saw on Twitter someone wrote, if it's one thing we do here in Ireland, it's look out a window and mistake brightness for warmth.
Which we really do. I went to Aldi on Saturday, just round the corner from me, and like the sun was shining. It looked like it was beating down. But boy, was it cold. It was like 11 degrees.
Now, see, like at the same time, I think we as Irish people see the sun and we do genuinely just believe, that must mean warmth. And we will sit out in it and we'll convince ourselves that it's lovely. Isn't it glorious? It's like being in Spain. But it's actually like, no, Margaret, it's actually freezing. Do you know what I mean? It's really, really cold. But we refused to believe it, but it was fantastic. It was out in the gardens, barbecues, and I don't regret it. I love it.
I feel like Big Barbecue is pushing themselves on us, because then I went onto TikTok and there was just non-stop people just in Ireland having barbecues or having that weird dinner with like potatoes and salad.
Oh, it's always the salad when the sun comes out. I don't know what it is with Irish mammies. But they love a bit of salad as soon as they see the sun.
But I just want to see, because I think like the entire country had a barbecue. If you had a barbecue this weekend, just message us the word barbecue to 087-711-1038, because I will guarantee the entire population of this city had a barbecue except for me.
I didn't have one either.
Well, you were away.
I was away.
So that's allowed.
Yeah.
You were out of the county.
Oh, but I had my lunch in a lovely beer garden and I had a wonderful time. Barbecue in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. We'd love to know.
I'm off to a wedding and there's a barbecue on Friday and I can't wait.
Oh, what a life we live.
Just a very quick update on the barbecue poll that I was just asking there, because I feel like everyone was having a barbecue this weekend. Lots of people messaging, making me jealous, sending pictures of their barbecues. But Neve got in touch saying, didn't have a barbecue, but did sit in the garden with Mama and can confirm the words, Jesus, you think we're in Spain, came for the both of us at least five times. It's you lose the running.
We're so typical. Yeah. I use the same. Like, in England, I use the same as soon as it's a little bit of sun.
Bit of sun and that salad-y lunch dinner comes out. And
a little bit of ham.
Yeah. Boiled eggs.
What's
weird?
That?
Weird.
Oh, it's just something light.
Yeah.
Something light.
Little
anyway.
Roll.
I was doing one of my favourite things the other day where I was just scrolling through Facebook. The reason I still have a Facebook is just to see, like, what my aunties are doing and also who from my hometown has ended up in a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I kind of go on.
I think the only reason why I'm on Facebook is because I have a couple of group chats on Facebook Messenger that have not transferred over to WhatsApp yet.
Right, okay.
So they're still there.
So you have some... So I was having a look at, like, my old Facebook photos, because I've deleted all of my statuses, right?
Just in case you get cancelled.
Just in case I get cancelled. It's a different time. It's a different time. It's just a different time. So I deleted all my statuses, right? But I still have all the photos. And the thing about the photos is they also have little captions on them. And boy, are they terrible. And I was looking through and I was going, this is so cringe. Can I delete these? But I thought, instead of deleting them, I'll double down. I'll bring them to the show.
Own them.
Own them is right. So I'm going to bring you a couple of photos. I'm going to describe them to you. And then I'm going to read you the caption. Just get ready. For the cringe. This is a photo of Billy Roll. If you don't know what Billy Roll is, it's what we call happy meat. And it's a ham with a face on it. And I've cut the eyes out and the mouth out. Yep. And I've put it on my face. And the caption is, so I found Billy Roll, in brackets, ham with the happy face on it, in the fridge. And, well, yeah. So quirky, guys.
So quirky.
So quirky, so random, XD. The next one is a photo of my mantelpiece, and it's during Christmas. There is tinsel on the mantelpiece, and there are stockings hung up.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, it looks very, like, old, fancy, timey-wimey.
And the caption is, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at my crib, in brackets, get it?
Crib. Very good. Very good.
This one, I was obviously having some sort of breakdown. It was, it's a photo of... a pack of Polo Mints, but I've taken the packaging off of it and stacked all of the Polo Mints up on top of each other.
Okay.
And then put two jelly babies down the bottom and one jelly baby up the top. And then the caption is, what happens when I get bored? I stack a packet of Polos on top of each other beside two jelly bears, single and lonely forever. I hate me.
Yeah, like, fair play for you to bring in this, because this was January 2012, so this was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So it was, like, in the grand scheme of things, not that long ago, but also a little while ago.
This is a photo of, do you know, remember when you had a maths class and you had a copybook and all the copybook had squares?
Oh, I love the square paper.
I once counted the squares. How many of you have ever wondered how many squares there are on a maths copy page? The answer is 618. The reason is, I was bored.
That sounds like something that you will actually still do today.
I would do today.
Yeah.
I would enjoy that. This is a picture of the DVD Step Brothers with five penguin bars beside it. And the caption is, penguin bars and my favourite movie of all time. Hashtag sorted. It's so cringe. Like, it's so bad. Speaking of sorted, here's a photo of Terry's Chocolate Orange. The caption is, hashtag sorted. Here's a photo of an Xbox 360 game, Guitar Hero. My Sunday's brighten up. Hashtag sorted.
Smiley face.
There's a photo of a bottle of 7-Up that my mam got me, and I thought it was worthy of a Facebook status. So I took a photo of the bottle of 7-Up and put, thanks, mam. Here's a photo of two bottles of Powerade. Well, I'm pretty sure I won't be getting any sleep tonight. Why? Why, Dave? Why? They're only Powerades. They're not energy drinks. Like, for God's sake. And then here's one with me and Sophie, and the caption is, me and the sister.
Oh, the mother, the
why,
sister.
Why are they the sister? So that's my cringe Facebook statuses. I'm hoping that you have others.
I haven't got any of myself.
Of course you don't.
But I do, but I'm not sharing those with you today. But because she's not here to defend herself, I've gone onto Emma's Facebook page.
Oh, we love when people aren't here to defend themselves.
Emma is very stereotypical live, laugh, love. Even now she is.
Yeah, she is.
But back in 2010, oh my word, she
was...
Was
it worse?
She was, like, she doesn't have many posts.
Okay.
But the posts that are there, phenomenal. 5th of December 2010, happiness is so simple. Stacey Solomon.
No. Are you quoting Stacey Solomon, Emma?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
On the 13th of January 2011, she did one of those copy and paste Facebooks statuses. This year, July has 5 Fridays, 5 Saturdays and 5 Sundays. This happens once every 823 years. This is called money bags. So copy this to your statement status and money will arrive within 4 days.
Oh, my God. Emma was obviously short a few bars there.
She did a Marilyn Monroe quote in the February 2011. This one is fantastic. 9th of February 2011.
Go on.
Oh, yes. The past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Or learn from it.
Rafiki, the Lion King.
I thought it was Marilyn Monroe.
No, there was another Marilyn Monroe before, but that one was from Rafiki. That was the 9th of February. The 16th of February, she was really, like, honestly, February was a tough month for her.
Go on.
Your school days are the only days of your lives where you don't have to make arrangements to see your friends. Scary and sad, let's enjoy our last few months. And then 7th of June 2011... Oh, yes, the past can hurt, but the way I see it, you can either run from it. Rafiki the Lion King.
How many breakups has she gone through?
So she posted it in February, and then it was good enough to come back again in June.
Poor Emma.
Yeah, Emma's pulling a sick date. We don't think that she's actually sick, no. Get better soon. I saw something over the weekend that I hadn't even thought about before, but then when I read it, I was like, oh, my God, this is so true.
Oh, go on.
Why is walking next to a main road so embarrassing for no reason?
Walking next to a main road... Now, see, this is funny because that's very, like, that's a very personal thing.
Yeah.
That wouldn't affect me.
So, for me, I'm not talking, like, an empty main road. It's like when a road is, like, chock-a-block full of cars and you're walking along these cars and you can kind of make eye contact with the people in the car and they're not moving, then you're beating them and then they drive ahead and then you stop beating them again and they drive ahead and it's like, it's kind of embarrassing.
I do, yeah. Okay, I'm kind of with you now.
It's one of those things, is like, embarrassing things for no reason. And it's just, like, exactly what you said. Very personal, but also... shared experiences
as well.
So, like, a big one for me, and I absolutely hate it. Like, I love when I get a bus journey and I get the window seat and no one sits next to me for the whole journey. Now, I'm not one to put my bag on the seat. I was like, if someone needs to sit there, they will.
Okay.
But for me, embarrassing thing for no reason, because everyone's got to do it, is saying excuse me to the person who's sitting next to you on the bus when you've got to get off the bus.
Oh, I hate that.
Because it's like...
Sometimes you stand up and don't say anything and it's, like, implied that you should move.
Yeah, or... one that I do is I press the bell.
Oh, very good.
And then they know that I'm getting off and then they instantly move. It's the awkward kind of, excuse me.
That's clever.
Can I get past?
I'm with you. But do you know what? I'll raise you. Also, being on the bus, when you get the front seat of the bus, you know, up the top on the double-decker bus and Dublin bus, and you're sitting, but someone else sits on the other side. So you're both staring out the window and you're both, like, there's a spare seat beside you and there's a spare seat beside them. But if you look to your right, you can see them. And it's like the two of us wanted to sit at the front.
Yeah, and you kind of died inside because they know that they want the seat that you're in. But they've had to settle for the worse off seat. Shouting thank you to the bus driver when you're at the middle doors.
Yeah.
Embarrassing for no reason because you're being polite.
Yeah.
But it's just the projectile.
You have to shout to the entire bus.
Yeah.
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 I'm with you on that one.
Answering the phone when people are around you.
Yes.
Embarrassing because, and it's, I feel it because I feel like everyone is watching me when I'm answering the phone and they're judging how I answer the phone and then how I speak on the phone.
See, I don't have this in terms of just answering the phone. I don't mind answering the phone. I actually quite enjoy it because I think when I answer the phone in a group of people, they think, God,
he's getting a call.
Dave's popular. Like, he really wants, someone really wants to speak to Dave. And but the embarrassing thing is when you pick up and you go, hello?
Yeah.
And it's like, Amazon driver is saying you need to pay 80 euro.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh crap, it's a scam. And then everyone's just like, huh, the only person who called you was scammers.
It's
very embarrassing.
When I worked in the UK in radio, I used to ring callers in the studio to get them ready to come on air. And the presenters would do their hardest to put me off. I was young at the time and I was like, stop it, you're making me embarrassed in front of all. It's like, I'm trying to do my job, leave me alone.
That's funny, I like that.
Going back to embarrassing things for no reasons whilst on the road, waiting to cross the road while you've got a red man, but the cars at the lights also have a red light. So you're all just standing there and the cars would be like, why is this person not going? Because I can't go.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I think that I'm going to go, the cars are going to go.
Yeah, very true.
High key embarrassed.
Another one for on the road or on the street, when you realise you're going the wrong direction and you need to check your phone and do a 180 and go the opposite direction.
The worst.
I did a real power move the other day. I was walking, realised I needed to go back into that shop about 100 metres back, so I just did a 180 and went the opposite direction without checking my phone. It's huge.
A big swizzle in the middle of the street, and then finally for me, trying to get out of one of those discount supermarkets without buying anything.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no way out apart from through the tills.
Yeah.
And they just looking at you being like, what's he robbed?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just was like, I just wanted to see if you've got some ready cheap cream eggs, and there's no cheap cream eggs.
So I don't need anything.
Yeah. And there's one in town now, whereas I would normally go through the self-service checkouts because it's a bigger area.
Oh, yeah.
But then they've started to put the gates where you have to scan the receipt to get out.
Oh, no.
So you can't do that anymore.
Oh, God, they're awful. Okay, well, I have a couple, right, that I've written down are really, really bad, but they're very personal. I don't think anyone else has experienced these. When you're in the lift and someone gets in the lift with you, I die. I die every time.
I would 100% be push that door close button.
Yeah. No,
before
it's
they
awful.
Get in.
It's awful. But like, say, for example, you get in and then the lift goes up to the third floor and someone gets into the third floor but you're going to the fifth floor.
Yeah.
So now you both have to travel to the fifth floor.
Yeah, it's like, oh, go in the same place.
I hate it. Look at someone's Instagram story only to realise they posted it 3.5 seconds ago. When they've just posted it.
Because there's no way of you knowing that they've just posted it, but then the person who posted it knows that you've seen it so recently.
So quickly.
Hate that.
Not good. Putting your hands up on a roller coaster. It's like, oh, look at him. He wants to have more fun. It's like, that's just such a thrill. I want to put my hands up on a roller coaster. I'm the only one that does it. Being the first to put sunglasses on in a group. It's like, oh, look at Tom Cruise over there. And then wearing anything new for the first time.
Oh.
And it's like, oh, look at him in his new jumper.
You did that to me this morning. I've got a new shirt on this morning. It's like, oh, why are you wearing this
look
shirt?
Look at him.
Because the weather's nice. Leave me alone.
Happy birthday to you. Woo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Oh, hell yeah. If you haven't heard, you must be living under a rock. It's my 30th this month in a couple of days, and we're having a party to celebrate tomorrow, all right? It's happening in Jump Zone, Europe's biggest inflatable theme park, tomorrow, April 8th, and it's because I've just decided I don't want to do a normal, boring 30th of dinner and dressing up with the family and things like that. I want to go back to when I was 10 years old and have a party like a Jump Zone party. So we did tickets on the show the last few days. They all went in a flash. They were sold out. We got a party for all ages happening from 4:30 to 6, where you can come if you're under 18, of course. But the main event is the over 18s adult kids party from 6:30, where it is over 18s. We're going to be there, but also a 360 photo booth, all with thanks to Reese at Randstaff 360. They're going to be there on the day. So is face painting, thanks to Amy at the Painted Cauldron. And Dream Balloons are providing the candy floss and the popcorn.
That over 18s party is going to be lit.
Do you know, I was in Galway for the weekend and people were coming up to me and going, when's your birthday? And I was like, Tuesday, April 8th, Jump Zone. They're like, that sounds class. They were hearing about this in Galway.
Wow.
And I was like, they're like, that sounds class. I was like, tickets are sold out. I'm so sorry. But you could potentially be winning them today because we have the last few tickets for you to win to whatever party you want to go to. So if you want them, basically all you have to do is WhatsApp us a birthday emoji. All right? Now, relax. Keep listening. Right? You're going to WhatsApp us a birthday emoji. And if we call you back, you have to answer the phone singing happy birthday. If you pick it up saying hello, we will go to the next person. It's as simple as that. So WhatsApp us any birthday emoji. If we call you back, happy birthday or happy birthday or happy birthday. It's totally up to you. Whatever you want to say. Don't go for too long because I'll then feel awkward.
Yeah. And that's another one of those kind of embarrassing things that happens. People singing happy birthday to you.
So hate it.
It is a birthday emoji to 0877 11 103. And you can pick the party that you go to as well. But the over 18s party is the one with all the good stuff and all the surprises as well. There's an extra special surprise that Emma's been telling me about.
And no kids. Extra special surprise.
There's an extra special surprise. Apparently, now, this is top news for you.
Okay.
There's an extra special surprise happening at the over 18s party where if you know what the surprise... Well, when we reveal what the surprise is,
yeah,
it's got to be top secret and you can't tell anyone.
Oh, so we can't even bring it to the show?
No.
Okay, interesting.
So I don't know what that's going to be.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right, well, to find out what that massive surprise is going to be at the party that you can't bring to the show, well, you're going to have to win your tickets. Birthday emoji to 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp, and if we call you back, you got to sing it. Happy birthday on the phone, no hellos. All right, do it now. 087-711-1038. Tomorrow is my 30th birthday party. All right, it's not actually my birthday for a couple more days, but it is my 30th birthday party, and I didn't want to do a normal birthday party for your 30th where you go out for dinner and you get all dressed up and blah, 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 blah. Just crap. It's all snooty and it's all grown up and I don't like it.
I actually didn't have a 30th at all. I was just like, I just don't want it because I don't want to do the fancy. Now, actually, in fairness, I did. That was actually a lie. I had a surprise pub drinks, which wasn't the best.
Okay.
And
you didn't
I don't
enjoy
think,
it?
No, and you weren't invited either. I just remember that.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
No.
Was this in England?
No, it was here.
Oh, right, okay. And I still haven't heard of it.
Yeah, the person who organised it didn't think to invite you or Emma or the other one who got sacked.
Interesting.
Yeah, weird.
Well, thanks for that. Well, you are invited to my party tomorrow, Callum. But it's not a surprise or anything. We are just having it in Europe's biggest inflatable theme park, which is Jump Zone, which is my absolute dream. It's happening tomorrow, and we did tickets for the last couple of days on the show and they went in a flash. Like, they are sold out. Yeah. So the only way to get in is to win them, and this is your final chance to win them on the show this morning. Now Amy has sent me in a voice note.
Yes.
Because
she was stressing over the weekend. This actually came in over the weekend. Now she's really looking forward to it, but you have caused a lot of people a lot of stress because of this birthday.
If that's one thing, that's already a birthday present for me that I'm causing people stress. What has Amy said?
Morning Spin, question for you guys. I'm obviously going to Dave's birthday party in Jump Zone, and I'm actually more excited than you can imagine.
Go on.
So I was wondering, have you any suggestions on a gift that we can get him?
Ooh.
Because you have been saying, Dave, that you're not going to let people into the party without a present.
I have not said that.
I think you have.
I've just said, you know, make sure you bring me presents by 30th.
If your name's not down, you're not coming in. And also, if you haven't brought me a present, you're not coming in.
Listen, Emma's been saying fruit and bananas. If it is that, you will not get it. If it's anything else, you will get it.
Okay. So there's no limit. We're not saying, like, go extortion.
If it's 11 cent, you're getting it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Get me a Mars bar. I just want to have something for the show the next day where I go, so here's everything that I got.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do.
Okay. Right.
So, as I said, the only way to get into this party is to win your tickets on the show. We're going to ring a couple of people and you got to answer the phone singing happy birthday. It's as simple as that. If you answer with hello, you're not getting them. Let's start off with Rachel.
Exciting.
Happy birthday, Dave!
It was kind of a happy birthday. I'd take it. Rachel, you're coming to my party!
Woo! I can't wait!
Congratulations, have a wonderful day and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Dave, bye!
Happy birthday to you!
That's what I'm talking about, Lauren. That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations, Lauren, you're coming to my party!
Thank you very much.
I'm very excited to see you, Lauren. Don't forget to bring me a massive birthday present. And listen, but don't worry. Don't be spending over €50. And Lauren, we'll see you tomorrow.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Good luck.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
One more time.
Happy birthday.
Yes, this is the most self-indulgent thing I've ever done. Dylan, congratulations. You answered the phone in the correct way and you are coming to my party.
You.
We'll see you in Jump Zone tomorrow. Good luck.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, bro. Bye.
Two more.
Great. All right, let's go for Nikki.
Happy birthday to you.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
That's all I need,
Happy
Nikki.
Happy birthday to Dave.
Yeah, okay. Go on, finish it off.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, perfection, Nikki. You are coming to my birthday.
Woohoo!
Nikki, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Good luck.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, James.
Bye.
See you then.
Bye. And one more.
One more. Who is that final
you're
player?
A good one.
Birthday to you.
Oh, you're finishing there, are you, Ashley? You're finishing there.
Sorry. You're my best effort.
Do you know what, Ashley? I like it. I really, really like it. And you are coming to my party. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Are you excited, Ashley?
Buzzing. Cannot wait.
Amazing. Have a wonderful time there. And I will chat to you. And good luck. And see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, thanks.
I keep forgetting I'm going to this. I keep forgetting it's my party.
It is your birthday.
Because usually when we give away stuff on the show, it's just like, oh, have a wonderful time.
Oh, yeah, you're going to Emerald Park or something.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh, have a wonderful time there. And then I realise, all right, I'm actually going to be there with
you. Yeah, you can go and touch Dave tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Or just say hello.
Yeah, bounce with him.
I had a bit of a mare this morning because I actually didn't even know if I was going to get to work at all.
Oh?
Spent, I'd say, the guts of about 5 minutes. Lizzie, every morning I do the exact same thing. I wake up, I turn on the car to heat it up a little bit, yeah. I go, I get dressed, I do my teeth, and off I go, right? So I did all of that, and then I spent 5 minutes looking for the keys.
And they're already in the car?
They're in the car. The car was on. But 5 minutes, and I was going, where could they possibly be? And I was, anyway, it was a nightmare. Then I drove out, and the bus, the bin men were out, so they're blocking my road.
Oh.
So I did something that you won't know this, but this is a normal thing you have to do in Irish driving tests. I've been driving for over 10 years, never done this before, but you do it in your test. Reverse around a corner.
Oh,
it was a huge moment. It was a huge moment. And I'm just so glad I knew how to do that from the test.
Fully charged.
We play the hits. This is Spin.
You wake up in the morning.
Spin is on.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past nine on the 7th of April 2025. Emma and Dave on Fully Charged. It's just Dave with you this morning.
I'd like to think a lot of people sing along to We Got the Dream Team.
I hope.
Realistically, no one does.
No, it's just me. Yeah, hello. I'm the said dream team. hope your Monday's going well. Welcome to a brand new week. Today is the day that I do something I haven't done in 5 years, and I know you're going to judge me.
Have a vegetable?
No. God, okay. Stop. Please stop. Never. But that actually might be the reason I have to do what I do for the first time in 5 years.
Oh.
I need to call the dentist.
Oh.
And I have figured this out in the last 15 minutes, right? So, yesterday, I was driving home from Galway, and my housemate pulled in. We got a bit of ice cream.
Yeah.
And I was eating said ice cream.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, oh, God, I can't eat this.
Yeah.
I can't. It's obviously just a really, really cold brand of ice cream. I was like, I just can't eat it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's...
Yeah.
I didn't even think twice. I was just like, God, it's obviously just a really cold ice cream. Weird. Oh, well, just can't eat it. It's so sensitive in my teeth. And then I went into work today and I got a cup of tea.
The hot.
And it was so hot. And I was like... I just must have made this really hot.
It's everything else but you.
Well, I didn't even think twice. I was like, God, I just must have made this tea really, really hot. My teeth are so sensitive. I just had a little drink of water there and my teeth feel like they're about to fall out. And I'm like, okay, I could call the dentist because I haven't gone to the dentist in a while.
Yeah.
That while is about 5 years.
Yeah.
Not great. But I'm also like, is it like a tummy ache?
It'll go away.
It's fine.
Yeah, I don't want to stress you out too much, but last year I went to the dentist for the first time in over 10 years.
Yeah.
And they took out 3 wisdom teeth and I was in horrible pain for over a week.
Oh, God.
Now, it was a preventory thing because the 3 wisdom teeth were going at an angle. So, like, if we don't take these out now, they're going to cause more damage. But in the grand scheme of things, it was all very good. Now, it did cost me a lot to get the wisdom teeth out, but he was like, your teeth are fine. And the scale and polish that you get on the PRSI
I was thinking that.
Is phenomenal. I want to go back every month and get a scale and polish now.
I will go, and hopefully they'll get me a scale and polish or just a cleaner, whatever it is. But I'd imagine I'm probably going to need fillings. And the last time they were like, you need fillings. You'll need 6 fillings, and that'll be about 700 quid.
I'll refer you to my dentist because he has a TV on the ceiling. So when I went last time, I was in the chair and I was watching Despicable Me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
It was fantastic. That's
exactly what I want.
Yeah, you were just looking up and you had just completely forgot where you are and enjoying Gru and the Girls.
This is fantastic. Yeah. A kid's dentist is exactly what I need. Tate McRae, Sports Car, Spin.
Yeah, you know what this is.
Gives me the shivers every time she whispers. It's 11 minutes past nine. Good morning, Emma and Dave. But no Emma this morning, so it's Dave and Callum.
I want to talk to you about the city of Birmingham in the United Kingdom. I actually saw this advertised over the weekend.
weekend while I was watching the football, and it's a bit of us, I fear. We know the comedian Joe Lycett.
Yes.
He's the guy who tried to plant a load of fake stories in the newspapers last year.
I always like that, because Joe's from Birmingham, but he always says in his thing, he says, I know I don't have the accent, I was born better.
Yes, he's very posh, because Birmingham is like, you're right.
You all right?
But he doesn't sound like
How
that
are you?
Whatsoever. So, yeah, he was the one who planted a load of fake stories in the newspaper. But he's got a new three-part series that's coming to Sky very soon. And Joe is from Birmingham in the UK. And he's very proud of that fact. He'll work it a lot in the stand-up. But his new series is called The United States of Birmingham, where he's going to every single Birmingham in North America.
This is the most like when Alan Partridge is like pitching shows, he's like a partridge amongst the pigeons, and he's like, right, what's that? Oh, that's just the title. I don't know. This is like, oh, I go to every Birmingham in America.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. We'll drive there.
Yeah, so he's visiting every Birmingham in North America, which is 15.
Oh.
There's 15 Birminghams in North America to try and make Birmingham great again. It sounds cool, but it also got me thinking about how many other big name places there are across the world. So it's like, there's 15 Birminghams. It's not a unique place.
Yeah.
So let's think about Dublin.
Yeah, right? Is there two Dublins?
How many Dublins do you think there are in the world?
I think there's two Dublins. Yeah. There's a Dublin in America.
Yeah.
I think there's another one somewhere in Europe. Maybe there's three Dublins.
There's 24.
No.
There are 24 Dublins across the world.
Oh my God.
18 of them are in the States.
Stop it.
Yeah. There's two in Belarus.
Oh my God.
Two Dublins in Belarus, one in Sierra Leone, which is in West Africa.
And any of them cities, like.
And then another one in South Australia. It's towns and cities. So
that's
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
A lot, like, if you think of American states, it's obviously massive ones. And so I'd say some of these could have like 50 people living
in
them.
Yeah.
But they're official places. So 24 Dublins, which is fantastic.
Very cool.
Do you think there's more or less Londons in the world than Dublin? So there's 24 Dublins.
I think there's less Londons.
You're wrong.
Am I?
It's more, but only by a little bit. There's 28 Londons in the world.
I know Justin Bieber was born in London.
Oh.
But that's it, London in Canada.
Very good. There's 15 Londons in America, two in South Africa. Then there's one in Venezuela, Nigeria, Belize and Myanmar. Just
wow.
To name a few.
Oh, my God.
There's places that just aren't very original. Let's go a bit closer to home. How many limericks do you think there are in the world?
Limericks. I'm going to say there's 7 limericks.
Oh, you're close. There's 11 limericks.
Oh.
Outside of Ireland, they're all in the USA and Canada. So.
And do they pronounce them as limerick, I wonder? Or is
limerick.
It like Eck and Sue and limerick?
Yeah. There's a couple in Ohio, Mississippi, New York, Illinois, Georgia, or Saskatchewan.
I wonder if they call it like limerick.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be...
limerick.
Yeah. It can't
limerick.
Just be limerick.
Limerick.
Then let's go ever so slightly. I have two more for you closer to home. How many Artanes do you
Artane.
Think there, how many Artanes do you think there are in the world?
I say there's a good few. I'm going to go with 23.
There's only 3 Artanes.
Damn it! Oh my God!
Only 3 Artanes.
I
obviously
suck at this game.
The one in the north side in Ireland. There's one in Serbia.
Okay.
And one in Turkey.
Artania.
Yeah.
Artani.
And finally, last one. Finglas.
Finglas.
How many Finglases are there in the world?
That doesn't matter. There's only one true Finglas. I would say there's... Finglas, you know, I think that's what they'd call it. So maybe there's 14.
Dave, there's only one Finglas in the world. And that is in Dublin, Ireland.
I knew it. I knew it.
Well done, Finglas. You are the only one for us, unique as anything. But I found that phenomenal. I'm going to be in a rabbit hole now of like, how many Kulaks are there in the world? How many Clear Halls?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So United States of Birmingham comes to Sky very soon.
Amazing.
Sounds a little bit like Monkey Tennis, but also like really
very
good.
Alan Partridge. Yeah. I want to talk about Minecraft, the movie. It's kind of just launched this weekend or a couple of days ago anyway. And despite some mixed reviews, a Minecraft movie has been a total commercial success. I'm seeing non-stop stuff about Minecraft.
Yeah, is these video game films are really kind of becoming the norm at the minute. There was a Sonic, the Sonic's franchise is like on 3 films now, isn't it?
Yeah, Mario.
There was a Mario one as well, so it's like, yeah, they're really transferring these games into movies.
It's funny that you mentioned Mario, because it basically, this movie Minecraft broke the record for the most for the best domestic opening weekend in the US for any video game movie, beating out the Super Mario Bros. Movie.
Which is mad, because Mario is a much more, I would say, well-known franchise than Minecraft.
So. Yeah, but I suppose like the kids would love this. And I was asked by my housemate, Ben, he was just like, have you played Minecraft or whatever? And I was just like, no. And he said, what's the pull of it? Like, what's the point of it? And I was like, you could just build anything.
Yeah.
I mean, you can build anything. You can buy stuff. You can just have
fun. It's a bit like The Sims in terms of, like, building and creating things, but there's also, like, science behind it because you're like, you get stones to then make houses.
Yes.
And then, but then you can fight zombies and things like that.
There's loads of stuff.
There's so much to
it. It's an open world thing as well, so you can, like, meet with players and friends and stuff like that. But basically, it's earned titles for both the best opening weekend for any movie this year and the biggest opening since Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wow.
And the reasons are not really for the ones that you'd think. You'd think, all right, granted, people just must really, there must be a lot of hype around this movie.
Yeah.
Not really. Like, this movie was kind of getting memed just because of the trailers. People were like, this looks terrible.
Jack Black and Jason Momoa are in it, aren't they? So it's big names.
They're big names, but basically, a couple of years ago, I think it was Steven Spielberg, right? He said that Marvel movies were like fairground rides, he said. It was like going to the fair or something. It's, they're not real film. And no one really understand until Endgame, when people in cinemas were genuinely cheering and crying and whooping.
Oh.
For the return or some of their favourite characters.
Yeah.
But they were doing that seriously. They were just so excited.
Yeah.
People were so into the movie. Ever since that, I feel that cinema has changed. Like, remember the Barbie movie and everyone was going in their pink?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And do you remember when the Minions movie and lads were going in their suits?
Gentle Minions.
Gentle Minions, exactly.
Yeah.
All that kind of vibe. I think it's that vibe again for Minecraft. I think people are taking the proverbial.
It was,
I mean?
Like, do you remember, spoiler alert, in that Spider-Man film where three Spider-Men were together
and
yeah, it was like, oh my god, they did the meme.
When I went to the cinema to watch that movie, like, people were cheering and crying and screaming. Like,
wow.
It was a huge, but that's what Steven Spielberg meant by it's like a fairground ride.
I'm here for a laugh at the cinema. Like, if there's a real funny joke and the entire auditorium is laughing, big fan of that.
Love that.
I'm not here for all of this crazy popcorn in the air kind of stuff.
No, I'm not either. But that seems to be the way that the Minecraft movie has gone, right? So after the film came out, people in cinema started sharing videos of the crowd reactions, and there were some seriously loud moments, right? So one of the big crowd pleasers happens during a scene that's also in the trailer where Jack Black and Jason Momoa find themselves in a boxing ring facing off against a Minecraft chicken, right? And to make it even crazier, there's another character riding the chicken around the ring, and Jack Black's character shouts out "Chicken Jockey," which is a nod to the game Minecraft, I presume, and the crowd totally loses it. So this is what it's supposed to sound like.
They want me to fight the chicken? Chicken Jockey!
He just goes, "Chicken Jockey."
Hilarious.
And you wouldn't think that would be a massive moment. Listen to that moment in the cinema.
Chicken Jockey!
Wait for it.
Chicken Jockey!
So you're getting the vibe now that I mean that. It's just a meme. It's just people taking the
We're devolving. Also, fair props to the little kid that shouts "Chicken Jockey" about five seconds before it happens. You real ruined that timing.
There is another one. This is like one of the best moments is when Jack Black in the movie says, "I am Steve."
I am Steve.
All right. It's a huge moment, apparently.
I wonder how long it took for them to come up with that line.
Oh, wait till you hear this. So you now know people are just going to go to the cinema specifically to cheer and scream during these moments.
That sounds like you've just scored the 90th minute winner at Wembley, not at the cinema.
Unbelievable. So I think, as I said, people are just making a meme out of it. If you're going with your kids, just be prepared that most likely will happen.
Cinemas have a perfect opportunity to capitalise on this by doing meme viewings.
Meme viewings is great.
But making sure that none of the others get taken out by this.
Yes, I like that. So I almost have two screenings.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Because then, like, these cinemas are going to get trashed as well, so you can kind of just close that one for the rest
of the
day.
And put down the paper bags and stuff, It's like the subtitles. Would you like the meme version, sir? Or do you want just the normal, regular family viewing? So, yeah, there you go. Go see Minions and I think you'll have a wild time.
God.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Yeah. All right, 20 to 10, time to give away a holiday, give away a trip to Fuerteventura. This is all thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. We're going to sort you out with your flights. 7 nights at Pierre and Vickers' village in Fuerteventura. All you got to worry about is kicking back, relaxing and enjoying that sun if you win. On to play the golden ticket this morning is Kate. How are you, Kate?
I'm not bad, and yourself?
Not too bad. What's the story with you for the day?
I'm actually driving my car up to the garage because it's broken.
Oh no, what's wrong with it, Kate?
The indicator lights are gone, so I normally drive to work on the M50 and I'm not taking the chance today, so I was bringing it to the garage.
How important are they, really? Do you know, like...
No, they are. Genuine. My partner was like, it's grand. I was like, no, it's not grand.
But I mean, like, is it anyone's business which direction you're turning? That's just GDPR. If I want to go left, that's my choice. All right, Kate, so you're off to get them fixed. Fair play. Very, very safe of you. And then what's the plan for the rest of the day? Are you going to work or what are you doing?
I am going to go into work.
What do you do?
I work in HR.
You work in HR? Oh, you're one of those. Oh, Kate, do you know what? Say no more because you'll bring me into a meeting. Kate, when's the last time you were on holidays?
Last year.
Last year, where did you go? What did you do?
I went to Spain.
Very nice. Sunny Spain. Whereabouts in Spain?
In Alicante.
Very nice. I've never been there, actually. Well, let's see.
It's really lovely.
Okay, thank you. I'll put it on the list. Let's see if we can get you to the Canary Islands. This is the Port of Ventura, and it's Emma and Dave's golden ticket. Kate, have you heard this game before?
No.
You haven't. All right, I'm going to run you through it. It's very, very simple. Basically, songs are going to play, and you need to guess them. All right? It's as simple as that.
Okay.
There are some rules for you, though. It's 25 seconds going on the clock. Five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, and you'll win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura, yeah?
Yes.
Now, if it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist. You don't have to go listing them all. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song at any point, Kate, just shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, okay, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All make sense, Kate?
Yes, more or less.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
No, I don't think so.
All right, you're all sorted. And Kate, where are you from?
I'm from Skerries in North Antrim.
Kate from Skerries, the best of luck. We got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Stop the clock. Spot on.
Well done, Kate. It's producer Callum here. Now, I was going to say that if you were listening on Friday's show, I did say that I wasn't going to change song one.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you got that because you weren't listening on Friday's show. But yes, in the bag, nice and easy, 5 seconds down. So you've got 19.8 seconds left on the clock. So real good average there. So yeah, keep that up.
You're off to a good start, Kate. Let's go for song two. You still have that swap remaining, don't forget. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
All right, let's swap it out.
A little bit trickier for you there, Kate. That was SZA with BMF, or
Bumph,
as we call it. So the clock has been reset for you. Back to 19.8 seconds and a swap for you. Let's hope this one's better.
Let's go for a brand new song too, Kate. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Traffic dies while we are racing home. Any ideas?
Had 2 days of it.
Can I swap again?
No, you can't, unfortunately.
The artist is Saturday and Sunday.
No, I don't know.
One.
Damn not it. To be.
There's the buzzer.
It was the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We just had 2 days of it with Dancing in the Flames.
Yeah.
I kind of feel mean for you because the song that started was driving the way home, and obviously Kate's car is
Kate's car,
off
yes,
the walls.
The weekend was just slagging you. Kate, it wasn't to be today, but did you have fun?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. Kate, have a wonderful day and good luck with that, getting that car fixed. Don't let them overcharge
thank you.
You. Have a great day,
bye.
Kate. Bye. Good luck. Ah, well, wasn't to be.
I was thinking that, you know, like when your indicators are broken, do you have to do like the hand signals like when you're on a bike?
Oh, yeah.
Out of the window.
I don't know how you do the left one, which is weird, but which is bad because it's in your theory test how to do it.
Maybe, is it the circular motion? Do you go circular one way?
Oh, yeah. Just
that is only going to be your right arm that goes out the window, isn't it? So maybe it's one way.
Unless you have a really long arm and you can reach over to the left
maybe
side of the window.
You need one of those like extendable claws or something.
All right, well, if you want to take this trip off us to Fuerteventura, you can play tomorrow. Register by WhatsApping us the word golden to 087-711-1038. I wanted to give it away when Emma was not here.
That would have been fun.
That would have been fun. It would have been. But we give it away tomorrow potentially. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
When I say the word Blanchardstown, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, shopping centre.
Yeah, obviously. How about beach volleyball?
Oh, well, that would be third on the list.
Okay, well, the Sports Island campus in yes. Blanche, the water sports centre, and there's all the football and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have opened the country's first beach sports centre.
Oh, interesting.
The weather has gone crazy and we've all lost the run of ourselves.
We're getting fake sand.
Yeah, so Blanche at the Sport Island campus has the world's, the country's first beach sports centre, which includes three beach volleyball courts.
Oh, my God.
The sand-based facility will offer year-round access to courts that can be used for Olympic handball, beach soccer, tag rugby, and racket sports, and I am here for it.
Yeah, I mean, how haven't we had one before?
They're apparently looking at using it to get people trained up for the Olympics, because the Sport Island campus is great
there.
I used to go swimming at the Water Sports Centre, and it's fantastic.
I've never been to it, would you believe? I would love to go.
We need to get you there, and also there's the kids' water park there as well with Freddy the Frog. You can go there.
The NAC, is that?
Yeah.
Is that in Blanche?
Yeah.
I used to go there all the time. I never knew it was in Blanche.
Yeah, all out there. But
God, they've everything there.
But like, if they're doing beach sports, I now want ski slopes
and
bobsled tracks.
I think there is one of those in Wicklow or somewhere.
Oh, the dry slopes.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, no, I want proper snow. Like, they've got proper sand, so give me proper snow in Blanche.
There's the bang of boom off this.
The boom is back.
The boom is
Build
back.
The birdie bowl.
We've got volleyball courts. Been with Emma and Dave, just Dave this morning, and that's me doing my very first show doing this breakfast show on my own.
Congrats, and you didn't get cancelled.
What a great day.
Well done. He lives to fight another day.
This is crazy. Hopefully Emma will live to fight another day, and she will be back tomorrow, hopefully, and feeling better. If not, look, don't worry about it. We'll get through it.
Yeah.
Sure, it wasn't today, Grant. Aren't you alive? Listen, Michaela's on the way, and we'll catch you back here tomorrow from 7 in the morning. Good luck.
It spins fully charged, recharged.